the guys. I mean, there were some kids here that had an opportunity to play that extended time that hadn't before. And I thought for the most part they did a pretty good job. And we'll get through today, and then we'll get on to Jacksonville.
The decision is to hold all the starters out tonight.
Well, with the exception of Abdullah. Abdullah's our starting nickel, so we played him, and the rest of the guys were in there. We held the rest of them out. I've done that in the past. I've mixed it up a bunch of different ways, but I felt like they had good work this preseason, and it was just I wanted to get a look at this last group here and make sure that we had a good evaluation there. We have some guys that are fairly close that we're going to have to make decisions on, so I want to make sure we knock those out.
Anything that you saw tonight that makes it more difficult to pare it down to 53?
Well, listen, I'm going to go back and look at the tape before I answer that too accurately or inaccurately. So, but I saw some good things from people that I'm looking at. Unfortunately, they were all making good plays, so I guess it's fortunate in the big picture of things because you end up with a good player. But there are some guys that I think are right in a tight competition that I think I thought both of them in the different cases there had made significant plays.
Andy, Junior Hemingway was an afterthought around here last year. You kind of got him in the playing mix pretty quickly after you got here. What did you see in him?
Well, first of all, he's got good hands, and he knows how to use that big body. He's 225 pounds, and he knows how to use that. It's just a matter of him getting reps and work inside. He's tough to stop. He's a force in there inside. So, with his big body.
The two quarterbacks. Talk about Chase and talk about Tyler.
Well, they both did some good things. Obviously, Tyler had more opportunities and took advantage of those. So I'm still very comfortable with Chase being the number two. And I thought Tyler did a nice job for a young guy stepping in and really for most of the series put us in some form of a scoring position, whether it was a field goal or a touchdown.
Eager to get a look at him in an extended playing time tonight?
Yeah, he was one of the guys that I wanted to get in. I really just wanted Chase to play a quarter. I gave him one extra series there into the second quarter, but I need to see a quarter of him. And then I wanted to get Tyler in for the rest. And we were able to, for the most part, get that done.
Have you made a decision on whether Moriaki's going on IR or not?
I haven't done anything there yet, no.
But with Kelsey Herb? Moriaki.
Yeah, Kelsey's going to be okay. Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. Fine.
You anticipate he'd be ready for Jacksonville? Kelsey.
Yes, yes.
Andy, where do you want to be after the preseason?
Yeah, I feel like, do we need to continue to improve? Absolutely. But I was comfortable enough where we were to make sure. I want to make sure that we looked at our depth. I'm pretty comfortable with the first unit and where we're at. In this league, though, you need depth. And so I want to make sure that we were picking the right guys there and giving them an opportunity to show what they could do.
A couple more.
Andy, what's going to be the process over these next 2 days? We sit now with John Dorsey before it cuts him down.
Yeah, we're probably not going to do anything until Saturday. We'll make sure we evaluate everything, give the doctors an opportunity to evaluate the guys, and John and I to sit down and talk, and John and his staff to get together and mull everything over and make sure that – and then give the coaches an opportunity to grade this tape and put that into the process. So,
you mentioned a couple of tight competitions. What are those? What competitions?
Well, I'm not going to get into those. I mean, you guys can figure it out. But, I mean, there's some spots here that are fairly close. And I'm not going to talk about those.
All right. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I got here for a second late.
Well, that's your fault. Well, let's go, man. Put on the jogging shoes.
I do. Wiley was the first one.